And you're back with Rocket Right Radio. I'm Dr. Kay Solar. And our medical segment is brought to you each week by Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center.
When you or someone you love is diagnosed with cancer, it can be all-encompassing, and every cancer experience is different. The staff and physicians at Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center will surround you with highly individualized resources and care to meet your every need and preference. Visit marybirdlake.org to learn more.
And today we're going to be talking with Dr. John Lyons, who is a surgical oncologist and chair of the multidisciplinary treatment teams for sarcoma and skin and soft tissue cancers at Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center. Welcome, Dr. Lyons.
Welcome. Thank you.
And today we're going to be talking a little bit about robotic surgery. People like see that on billboards and say, hey, get robotic surgery. Can you speak a little bit about exactly what that is? Because really, people do have not really realistic ideas of what robotic surgery is.
Yeah, robotic surgery is basically a technologically advanced type of minimally invasive surgery. And minimally invasive surgery basically means that instead of operating on patients through large incisions, we use miniaturized surgical instruments through a series of quarter-inch incisions. And when we use this robot, what happens is the miniature instruments are mounted on different robotic arms. The surgeon actually places the robotic arms into the patient's abdomen and then the surgeon actually controls these instruments directly and controls the camera by placing his or her fingers into master controls, and he's able to operate all four arms simultaneously while looking through a very high-definition monitor. So it gives a very, very high-def, detailed 3D view of the operating site that is actually probably higher definition than the human eye. But the concept of it being autonomous is a misnomer. It's actually completely surgery-controlled, surgeon-controlled.
Right. A lot of people think that there's some robot doing their surgery, but it is surgeon controlled through these robotic arms. You talked a little bit about why it is so advanced, but let's go into a little bit more detail about, you know, what makes robotic surgery more advanced. I mean, what are some of those advantages?
Well, it has wristed instruments. It has very precise, small, fine, really, really high-definition precision instruments that can be used to perform the same things that the human hand can do, but in very, very small locations, and doesn't require the exposure that the human hand would require. So it enables us to do similar procedures with similar precision, but through much smaller approaches. And then the high-def 3D camera is magnified and enables you to get visualization that you typically couldn't do through an open surgery. So there are definitely advantages.
Well, and let's talk a little bit more about how does robotic surgery help the patient? What are some advantages to the patient? There's those advantages, you know, to the surgeon and assisting in having the surgery details. But how does it help the patient?
Well, any time that we can do the same operation through a smaller incision, it's a win for everybody. Patients usually recover faster. Oftentimes, there's less blood loss. The return to work is quicker. And when we're talking about cancer operations, a lot of times the receipt of additional treatment like chemotherapy and radiation can be moved up if they recover faster. So it's an advantage from that standpoint as well.
Absolutely. So for cancer patients, is especially being able to start their other adjuvant treatments earlier because of their quicker surgical recovery is much to their advantage. Let's talk a little bit more about that in detail about it being used to treat cancer patients and what types of cancer patients is it frequently used in?
Well, as you know, robotic surgery has been used for gynecologic malignancies, for gyne procedures, and for urologic procedures, in particular prostate, for many, many years. Relatively new to the field has been general surgery and surgical oncology. So what we use it for, my group, we use it for colorectal cancer, pancreas cancer, tumors of the liver, stomach, esophagus, small intestines, retroperitoneum. So it has tremendous wide applications. It's also being used by thoracic surgeons for lung cancer as well, and for heart surgery as well. So it has tremendous applications.
So definitely expanding what its original uses were. It seems like there's a whole lot of options for cancer treatments with this. How long have you been using robotic surgery to treat cancer there at Mary Bird Perkins?
Personally, about 5 years.
Okay.
Personally, about 5 years. The members of my group have been using it for longer, but me personally since early 2014.
So, does every cancer treatment facility use robotic surgery, or is this something that we're kind of like
kind of a
coming
specialized?
In?
Uh-huh. It's kind of still a specialized tool these days. I mean, there are more places that are becoming robot certified, but it's a very big investment on the part of the cancer center. It's a big time commitment on the part of the surgeons to become trained, robot credentialed. It requires several, a lot of additional training and proctoring, and a lot of times travel to take out of your schedule to become competent to do these cases. So, no, the answer is there are only a handful of centers in our state that are currently robot certified, and we happen to be one of them.
And that's great. And it does, people don't realize that, if you've been a surgeon for a long time, this is a new technique, so you do have to go spend weeks, weekends, additional training to be able to do robotic surgery. But also the facility has to put up the bucks, because these Da Vinci robot systems are a big investment for that facility. So it just goes to show that, here in Baton Rouge, we've got some of the latest and greatest technology, and the facility is investing, which benefits our community incredibly.
No, it is, and the more we use it, the more comfortable we get with it. And I can tell you, we're doing some of the most advanced upper GI malignancies that anybody in the state would be using with the robot. There's no question that we've looked at our experience versus what other people are doing in the region, and we're definitely amongst the most advanced robotic surgeons in the state and in the region.
Absolutely, especially when you're looking at some of these complex cancers like liver and pancreas.
Right.
I understand that, that's one of the places that y'all are using robotic surgery, and those have been very difficult surgeries in the past for anyone, regardless of how it was done. So,
that's correct.
Just a great advantage there. Now, if folks want to know more about robotic surgery, and if they have a cancer and they're wondering, is that right for them? If they're listening out there, where should they go and find out a little bit more information about this?
Yeah, I think a lot of information can be gleaned from our webpage at .com page. Intuitive Surgery is the platform that we use, and there's a lot of just good information about robotic surgery in general. And obviously, if anyone would want to consult with us, we're happy to consult with them. And our office is 777 Hennessy Boulevard, Suite 612, and our number is 225-769-5656.
Well, great. I know that y'all are doing great things there, and I know that you're a busy surgeon and need to get to surgery there, and we appreciate you spending your time with us today to enlighten folks a little bit about robotic surgery and the great work that's being done there at Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center. We have been talking with Dr. John Lyons. Thank you so much, and we will let you get into your surgery, and thank you so much always for giving us your time.
Anytime. Thank you so much.
And our medical segment is brought to you each week by Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center.
When you or someone you love is diagnosed with cancer, it can be all-encompassing, and every cancer experience is different. The staff and physicians at Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center will surround you with highly individualized resources and care to meet your every need and preference. Visit marybirdlake.org to learn more.
And we always love talking with the physicians at Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center, taking their time each week to talk about some of the latest advancements. We have been excited to have the King and Queen of Spanish Town with us today. And up next, we're going to be talking about where you can get the best king cakes in town with William Wells of Culinary Productions. And in the coming weeks, we've got some great stuff for you, too. We're going to be talking with S.J. Montalbano about his new book with all the history of music in Baton Rouge, and Gary Peterson of the Guess Who. Yes, stay tuned with us.
More Rock and Ride Radio after this on Talk 107.3 FM.